Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. There's developing news from North Korea tonight. The head of the United Nations has condemned the reclusive regime for firing two short-range ballistic missiles off its eastern coast.
The latest round of North Korean missiles, which Tokyo said landed in the Sea of Japan outside its exclusive economic zone, followed joint air drills held over the weekend by the U.S. with South Korea and Japan. Pyongyang released a statement threatening to launch missiles over Japan and to use the Pacific Ocean as a firing range in response to joint military training by the U.S. and its allies. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
And that follows a weekend launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. The country's longest-living president is getting ready to say goodbye.
I'm Jim Crisul in Plains, Georgia. Those who have seen former President Jimmy Carter in recent days describe him as at peace. The 98-year-old is now under hospice care at his home with his family, including former First Lady Rosalynn, nearby at all times. The Carters have been married for more than 75 years, making American history as the longest married presidential couple.
Michigan State University students return to class tomorrow, a week after three students died on the East Lansing campus. CBS's Astrid Martinez has the story.
Uneasiness at Michigan State as school leadership tells students it's time to go back to class.
No one thinks that we're coming back to a normal week. In fact, this semester is not going to be normal.
Three students were killed and five were injured last week.
Oh my God.
When a 43-year-old gunman went on a shooting rampage.
A transformer fire plunges thousands into the dark and grounds planes in the San Francisco area. KCBS's Mike DeWald.
The fire at a PG&E substation caused traffic lights to go out, suspended the use of bridges connecting Oakland and Alameda, and cut power to tens of thousands.
We were able to gain access into the PG&E yard and found that there was a transformer actively burning inside of the yard.
Oakland Fire Battalion Chief James Bowen. The Oakland airport was temporarily without power as well, which halted all operations for a time.
Now to London, the BAFTA Awards, known as the British Oscars, are handed out. The director of the Banshees of Inisherin, Martin McDonagh, seemed amused when the Irish film won for Best British Film.
Thank you, BAFTA, for this British Film Award. I know every Irish person in the cast and crew were kind of going, Best What Award?
Elvis and All Quiet on the Western Front also won big. Fans are mourning the death of Richard Belzer. The Law & Order actor has died at the age of 78. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
darkness is pleasant.
Tired and cold.
Ice upon ice. Skillet trees.
Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is Mini Toboggan. That's from Burning Funkhouse Live, correct?
Burning Funkhouse Live. That was recorded in 2002 on my birthday. You know, that
on your
song
birthday, yeah.
Is one of my favorite songs. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he says Skeletrees. It's like such a unique word. I think he made that one up. I don't know. Skeletrees, right?
I don't think it's in the Webster's.
Yeah. Yeah,
might be.
Great song.
We heard Three Ghosts before that from their latest release, which is now a couple years old, 3 or 4 years old.
And not to mention that those songs were written 2004.
So they're not, I mean, they're brand new to the people when it came out, but.
That's right, but yeah. They were written in 2004. They would play them every now and then in the various concerts that they were doing until that album came out. They were,
yeah. We did a top 41, the top 41 of 2019, and Icicle was the number two song in the countdown. They got beat out by Katie Scullin, Porch Hangs, which Paul Schluter produced.
Oh, that's right. He got the number one and two there. Yeah, Icicle, that was the single from that album.
It was. Really cool song. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting all across the state of Wisconsin. We're in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Wausau, Stevens Point, Waukesha, Amory.
Richland Center.
And Richland Center. And here in Madison at the flagship here on Mad Radio 92.7. Welcome, everybody. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. You got to check them out, these guys out. They're great. They have great food, a great bar beer. They make their own beer right there, Rocker.
They have great beer, Jimmy.
They really do. Plus, they have some live music. Go to FullMileBeerCompany.com to get all the details. And by the Spaceship.TV. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. The Spaceship.TV is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands. Go to the Spaceship.TV. The Spaceship.TV. For all your needs. Rocker, you got anything to say, or should we just play some music?
Let's play some music, Jimmy.
I've got some very important music to play right now. A little bit metal for you here on Max Inc. Heavy. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They have new album out. The CD release party is happening at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, March 23rd. Great lineup. You can get more information on their Facebook page. Here is a brand new song, the title track. Brand new, Faith Hills Have Eyes. This is the Rith Element on Max Inc. Heavy.
Yeah.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Virginia ran away, voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone. The writings and words turn daylight into dusk, searching for an answer you left us.
Heavy with Bad Year. That's brand new off their latest album. Oh, Virginia, I'm so sorry. It's a fan favorite for the Bad Year fans. Before that, we heard Birth of Tragedy, Defense of a Lost Cause. Rocker, you got some information about Birth of Tragedy.
Birth of Tragedy, Jimmy, they're excited to announce that on March 3rd, they're going to be releasing their debut record, which is, you know, I think from 20-plus years ago. It was called Samsara, and they're going to release it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, and remaster that album. It was recorded in 1999 at Coney Island Studios with Wendy Schneider, all analog, so they're going to re-release that, you know, all these years later. Pretty cool to see local bands doing that,
you know,
after 20 years, especially heavy ones, Jimmy.
Indeed. Wendy Schneider. I actually just saw Wendy Schneider about a week ago. She had some TED posters that she wanted to give away to the people. You know, TED Offensive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The black one with the silhouette with the broken guitar.
TED Offensive, the famous metal DJ from WRT Metal and Punk for many years.
And he was a major... He was in the punk scene big time out in California. He was in some bands and stuff like that.
We missed Ted.
And, you know, dude, remember the time we went to WORT Studios? Ted was interviewing us about Maxine Gradio on WORT.
That's right.
And Rocker Vodka had just come out.
Wow.
And we went in there like you normally do with the bottle of vodka and the shot glasses. And Ted was like, yeah, let's party.
That must have been 2011.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Have a PBR tonight for Ted.
And, of course, Wendy Schneider, she is the one behind the Smart Studios documentary and many more.
So awesome. All right. Coming up, we got music from the Takeaways. We're going to do some I Am Dragon. We got some new Sky Urchin. We're going to play some more Cherry Pit Studio music from Blame It on Kane. Got the new one from the Skin Tone, so we'll try to squeeze in some Bronze Scorpion. That's all coming up. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. North Korea fires two short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
The North State media also announced a separate test involving a so-called super-large rocket launcher as it develops a range of weapons seemingly aimed at the U.S. and South Korea.
Former President Jimmy Carter enters hospice care. CBS's Bob Costa is in Plains, Georgia, where Carter lives.
Since President Carter's decision was made public, people here in this town, so intertwined with his life, have been reflecting on his legacy and praying.
It is not yet clear what illness Mr. Carter is battling. Michigan State students head back to class tomorrow, a week after a deadly shooting rampage. Correspondent Astrid Martinez.
Students and staff have signed an online petition asking for temporary remote learning.
I just don't know how you could be on campus and, be okay with going to class.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Yeah. I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.